99.1 FM, 7:30, second date update.
All right, listen up.
Guys, what's up? I need your help here. I went out with this girl and had a real nice time. Everything went great. I went back to her place, watched a movie, all cool. Then we had plans to see one another again. She texted canceling, and now I can't get a return text or call or nothing.
Well, what's your name?
Yeah, let's say you jumped right into it.
Yeah, I'm Joe.
And what's her name?
Jen.
Okay.
And, okay.
You know, it's kind of awkward because she works at my dentist's office. That's how I met her. She cleaned my teeth a couple of times, and I finally got up the nerve to ask her.
Aww.
Out.
That's very intimate.
Yeah. We had an awesome time. We went out for a couple of drinks, TJ Chumps by the Rose.
Yeah.
And, went back to her place, like I said. Everything was super cool, and now she won't get back to me at all. I can't figure it out.
You guys were going to go out again.
Yeah, we had plans to go out again. She texted canceling, and that's it. I can't get a return text or call from her.
Weird. Okay. Well, have you made another dentist appointment yet?
No, I mean, I just had my 6 months, so, you know, won't be another 6 months or so. I mean, I guess I could fake a toothache to go in there and see her, but...
That's not a bad idea. We'll see if we can help out so you don't have to go through all that trouble, Joe. We'll put you on hold here. We're going to grab her phone number off the air. We'll give Jen a call, see if we can figure out what's going on here for you.
Cool.
It's the K99.1 FM, 7:30, second date update.
What's happening?
Okay, so, Joe, aren't you picking this up, Fry, that there was some pretty good chemistry? I mean, she had her fingers in his mouth.
It sure sounds like
right?
I mean, yeah, you've already made it pretty well there, Joe.
Yeah, no, I'm totally, totally stumped. I mean, we had a wonderful time, and, I mean, we got along, you know, I've been going to this dentist forever, and I've been seeing her the last couple of times. She's fairly new there, but, you know, we had real good conversation when I was at the dentist's office, and I had the nerve to ask her out, and we had a great time, and now nothing.
Nothing.
I can't figure it out.
So weird. Okay, well, hold on a second, Joe. Be quiet here. We are finished dialing her number, and we'll see if we can get her on the air line here, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Hey, looking for Jen. Is she available?
Yeah, this is Jen.
Hey, Jen, it's Nancy and Fry Guy from K99.1 FM.
What's happening, Jen?
Hi.
How you doing?
I'm fine. How are you?
Good.
Are you getting ready for work?
Yeah.
I just want you to know that I floss all the time and Fry does not.
I am not a flosser.
Oh, you guys know what I do for work?
Uh-huh.
Yes, we do.
You want to know how?
I'm guessing maybe... a guy I went on a date with.
So you know how this works.
Yeah.
That's exactly it. Joe called us, said he got to meet you the past couple times. He's been coming in to get his teeth. It's all taken care of, and you'd been working on him. I understand you guys went out. We're supposed to go out again, but you texted, I guess, and canceled on him, and that was kind of it.
Well, what happened?
Yeah. Well, everything was good. I mean, I had a really good time, and I did want to see him again until after he left my place.
Ooh, do tell,
yeah,
Jen.
What's going on?
Well, after he left, I was, you know, cleaning up my apartment, getting ready for bed, and then I went to the bathroom, and I was about to brush my teeth. And, you know, he had used the bathroom a few times when he was over, and it was no big deal, obviously, but...
What, he left the toilet seat up?
Oh, man.
Was that it? He didn't flush?
Was he making it rain?
No, it was worse than that. I don't know if I would have cared about that. He used my toothbrush.
No!
What?
How do you know that?
I knew it was obvious. I mean, he had left the toothpaste on the counter in a place I never would have left it.
No.
And the toothbrush was wet. It was really disgusting. My bathroom was like a mess, and on the toothbrush there were these little pieces of nuts. Like, we were eating nuts.
Little pieces of nuts?
That is so yucky.
No. Who would do that? Who would do that? That is ridiculous. That is awful. I would never do that.
Joe?
Yeah.
There he is.
Yeah. It's Joe, Jen. Yeah, I would not do that. I didn't use your toothbrush. Absolutely not.
Joe, you did do that. Who used it? A ghost? And it wasn't me.
Maybe you had brushed your teeth and forgotten about it. I do that all the time. I forget stuff, you know. You go into the bathroom, you're like,
can
I brush my teeth already? I forgot. I can't remember.
There's not much.
No.
Come on, man.
You did.
If you did it, it's time to man up about it at least.
Come on now.
All right. I'm, I did it just really quick, just to freshen up, because I thought maybe I'd get a kiss goodnight. And so I, but look, you know, here's the thing. I did not make a mess. I was very conscious of that, and I just real quick. Just,
well, if there was nuts, I mean,
just freshen up.
Yeah,
you know, we were out at TJ Chump's. I had some hot wings. I had, like, you know, hot wing breath, and I just wanted to freshen up real quick. I didn't have any mints. Normally, I carry mints with me. I didn't have any mints with me. And so I just wanted to just brush real quick. And Jen, I mean, your fingers have been in my mouth.
No, so use your finger, get some toothpaste, and just refresh. Like, do you know how gross that is? I'm a dental hygienist. There are so many germs on the toothbrush. That is so unsanitary and disgusting.
I guess the nuts didn't help with the fresh breath.
No, that doesn't sound like a good combo at all.
Well, you know that my mouth is clean.
Why would you do that? Why would you use your toothbrush?
I just felt like I really needed to freshen up in case I got
a dry heave.
You know,
a good night kiss.
Yes.
Did you get one?
Yeah, I got a good night kiss. I mean, there was no, you know, my tongue didn't enter her mouth.
Oh, my God. Yeah, well, that's good.
Because, you know, it was just like, you know, a regular goodnight kiss. But I didn't know, what if we had gone in for a kiss, you know, and then, like, you know, I've got horrible breath. She thinks I got horrible breath. You know, then I definitely get a second date.
To be honest, after using my toothbrush, you can kiss my, you know.
Oh! Wow. Well, that kind of answers, I think, where we were going to go next, but.
Yeah, I think you better find a new hygienist.
I was, no.
Will you still clean his mouth?
I mean, it's my job, sure. If he comes to the dentist, I can't tell him not to come to the dentist.
Should we even offer no second date?
You better watch that flossing when she's working on you, Joe.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, that's my job. You can come there, but just don't text me anymore.
Ooh. That's the lose my number kiss of death,
yeah.
Joe.
Yeah, it is.
All because I was trying to be gentlemanly? That's ridiculous.
Fro, let's just do it just in case.
Okay, well, this is how it works. You guys got to decide right now, though. If you both say yes to going on a second date, we'll provide you a limo. We'll send you out somewhere to eat and even send you to a show or find something for you to do. But you both have to say yeah right now.
We'll supply your own toothbrushes.
Sure.
Yes, yes.
No.
That was just for the record, everybody.
Yes, just to make it official.
So it looks like a no, Joe.
Oh, man, this is going to be awkward now. I'm going to have to, like, find a new dentist.
I would do that.
Find a new dentist.
Well, thank you, guys.
Hey, Jen, thank you for your time.
Yeah.
Yeah, thank you. Have a good day.
Joe, good luck.
Well, thanks a lot, guys. You really, you know, didn't help me out there getting the second date.
What?
Hold on, we tried.
Yeah, we did. You called us, dude. You used the toothbrush.
I was going to say, you're the one who used the toothbrush.
You could have helped me out more. It wasn't, you know, make like I'm some sort of, you know, degenerate, quickly freshened up. You could have helped me out a little bit. You could have talked her into giving me a second date.
Hey, Fry would have been your wingman.
Man, I would have tried my best there, but she was bound and determined on that no.
Yeah, well, why don't you maybe help find me somebody who appreciates fresh breath?
We could do that. We could, yeah.
We'll work on that.
We'll call you.
Yes.
Later.